Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have...
You're watching The Madness of a Lost Society. November 26, 2010, Black Friday revealed yet further evidence of the complete madness of the populace of our lost society.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia.
China and Russia said that they are renouncing the dollar.
The best way to think of it is a ticking time bomb. At some stage, the dollar will fall sharply.
Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me?
As the dollar loses status as the world's reserve currency, as mystery missiles launch just off our shores, as North and South Korea take the world to the brink of war, as the TSA violates all measure of liberty and constitutional rights, and as the U.S. military itself prepares for the coming total economic collapse and breakdown of civil order, this is what Americans care about. Wanton, lustful commercialism, acting like animals fighting over trinkets made by human beings for slave wages. As you watch this horrific video, do you think any of these people own a single ounce of physical precious metal? Any gold? Any silver? Do you think that even one of them understands what the Federal Reserve is, or that the Fed is spending them into oblivion and economic slavery? Do you think even one among them has made any preparations at all for the day when there is no food on grocery store shelves? And do you think the morally bankrupt executives at Target or Walmart even care? This is what we've become. A decadent, mindless culture who, by virtue of this complete and willful ignorance, are now officially complicit in the crimes being perpetrated against us. Do you think these people who behave like animals, literally trampling each other over $198 laptops and $10 toasters, will even pause for a moment to consider their actions before they riot and burn entire cities when the days of hyperinflation finally arrive? When the grocery stores are bare? When they are truly desperate? This, my friends, is what a dumbed-down, morally bankrupt, completely broken society looks like, and this is how it behaves. No outrage over the bankers raping them. No outrage over their gutted industry. No outrage over their plundered dollar. Just blind, wanton stupidity. Just bread and circuses. The elite are social Darwinists, and they believe what they can get away with is fair game as long as we allow it. This is social engineering, and they've done it to us by design. They've turned us into animals that they can corral. We are no longer citizens in a republic safeguarded by our elected representatives. We are consumers feeding at a corporate trough managed by officials.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No.
If this is America, who will stop them? Our entire system is corrupt and needs to be dismantled and begun anew. But from what base? If what happened on Friday across America is any indication of the condition of the American populace, then our very foundations are built of sand. May God forgive us for what we've become and for what we've allowed to happen to our nation. And may those of us with the courage and sense to do it renounce this behavior and the monstrous marketing ploy that is Black Friday in its entirety. This, my friends, is not us. We are the Republic. We are the informed. We are the proactive ones. And it is our job to lift up those who are lost. In saving our republic is a full-time job. May God bless the republic.
Hey everyone, my name is Joseph Gibson, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. It's 6:06 p.m. on the East Coast tonight. And if you're listening around the country, we know we have different time zones. Some people who I asked to call in can't understand that or get that. I am on the East Coast, okay? So if you live, say, in Illinois or Wisconsin, you are Central Time. That means you are 1 hour behind me, okay? And then there's Mountain Time, and then there's Pacific Time. Mountain Time is 2 hours behind me. Pacific Time is 3 hours behind me, okay? So you must understand this, understand the time zones, because my friends out in England and Germany who listen, who are ahead of my time, actually England is actually at 1 o'clock in the morning right now, 12 o'clock maybe, I'm not 100% sure, but they are at midnight and they're listening in. We know we had a guest there, Christina England. She faithfully listens into the program. Sometimes when she can, because, hey, that's at least a late broadcast for her. But they do go back and listen in the archives. But, again, my name is Joseph Gibson. It's Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. That is the name of the program. And I must say, over the past few weeks, past few months, we have had some interesting shows. Programs. We've had some interesting. I know for a little while there, I catered to the CPS issue where children will be taken from families. I've neglected my responsibilities on trying to reach out to a lot of the mothers who would like to be heard on this show lately. I apologize. However, I have a lot going on in my life also. And so, but we still broadcast. And if you feel you have to have a story shared, or you want to be heard, hey, the phone number is 657-383-0616, and we have a chat room where many people participate at a lot of times, and others don't, okay? So I don't know where some people are who are my supporters tonight. BitBanker, I don't know where you are. I guess that cheap telephone you purchased isn't working. Well, you get what you pay for. If you think something's going to be for free and you're going to pay $9 for something and you think it's going to work, well, sorry. So I don't know where you are, BitBanker, tonight. But anyway, I reached out to Mike out in Wisconsin. He's had some health issues. I called his hospital room. I was told by certain individuals that he was not going to be released from the hospital until tomorrow. So I tried calling the hospital room before the broadcast started to patch him through. So I don't know if he is on the line tonight or not. Maybe he'll press one here in a little bit after the introduction and we can know for sure. You see, we, and this is understanding the times in which we live in. We have all this communication. We've got email. We've got cell phones, landlines. I mean, we got our iPhones where we can message each other, but nobody can get a hold of each other. Nobody knows where anyone is. Have you heard from this person? I haven't heard from them. Why not? Everyone has a cell phone in their pocket. They got it strapped to their chin. I mean, they should make like a holder there where you can put your cell phone. Well, actually, they do. It's called, they have those earpieces. You stick it in your ear, and this way you'll never be without your cell phone. When somebody calls you, it rings in your ear, you know? I mean, so why is it so difficult for people to get a hold of people today when we have all this technology? Back when I was growing up, when I was in high school, we didn't have cell phones. The biggest thing we had were beepers. You had a beeper on your side, and somebody would call you from a house phone and beep you. And you say, 265 blah, blah, blah is calling me. And then you'd make it to a phone booth or your house phone or a landline someplace, and you'd call that number, you know, or you got a message on the beeper, call this number. That was the big thing back then, you know. So we didn't have cell phones back then, but we stayed in touch with each other a lot more than what we do today. But yet the technology today is awesome. It's awesome. But yet we don't stay in touch with each other. We don't. We don't. And it's pitiful. It's disgusting. You know? And it just goes to show you we are living in perilous times. And I want to cover some subjects tonight. You know, Trump and Hillary last night on TV. I want to cover a little bit of that. I want to talk politics here tonight. I really do. But I've got an unknown caller. This might be Mike, and I want, if it is, hopefully he can give us an update about his medical condition and what's going on, because there are people on the line tonight concerned. So is this Mike? Mike, is that you?
Yeah, this is me, Joe.
All right, so you made it home. You're home, correct?
Yeah, and they let me out.
You're free. You made parole.
I feel like.
Okay,
so.
Mike. Well, give the people an update because there's some people on the line tonight you have not spoken to during your last visit here in the hospital, and give us an update of what's going on with your medical condition and tell us what to expect and what you're hoping for and what you got to do to stay healthy. Just tell us about what's going on. The floor is yours for as long as you want.
Well, I have a condition that, you know, cardiomyopathy and, basically heart failure. And I basically should be watching the water intake and the salt intake and things like that. And I really haven't been doing a good job of that. And now that this is happening, if somebody held something against your mouth or your nose and you couldn't breathe, you know, you get kind of panicky, and especially when you can't get air out and you can't get air in, and you know there's nothing you can do about it. You can just sit there and take little gulps of air, you know, wondering if that's going to be, you know, might be your last gulp, or am I getting enough oxygen to stay, you know, attentive or awake. But anyway, long story short, they dried me out. They took out 26 pounds of water out of me. And
wow.
Wow,
that's a lot.
Anyway, I had the fortunate to get out and get home and listen to the show. And
Mike, you said you were being a little irresponsible with the intake of certain food, and tell me, you know, don't put the blame on yourself, but at the same time, I mean, what are they recommending? I mean, you know, you explain the medical condition you have, but what are they recommending you do? And I want people out there who are listening, because, look, doctors aren't always right. I mean, we listen to their professional opinion, and that's what they call it, a professional opinion. Does not mean it's fact. But, Mike, what is their opinion about your situation and how you handle your health and your projected forecast of your health?
Well, it's like I just said, if I continue to go on the path I was going, you know, I just keep filling up full of water and, end up drowning, actually, myself. So, you know.
What causes this fluid buildup, Mike? What causes this fluid buildup? Because I'm ignorant of this medical condition you have, and it's important for us to know, because there's elderly people listening tonight, and I've got a few people I don't know who they are who are listening, and I know I've got several supporters. I know who you are. But, Mike, what causes this fluid buildup?
Well, I have what is called cardiomyopathy, and that's where the bottom part of your heart dies. And the bottom part of your heart is what that does is that takes the blood and pushes it out to all your organs, especially your kidneys, you know, and your lungs.
So, Mike, what you have basically is congestive heart failure right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's part of it. Yep. If I read
okay.
you the list, if I read you the list of what the doctor is wrong says that is wrong with me. I mean, you'd almost, like, shake your head and, like, say, you know, where did you come up with all this stuff, you know? Reality is reality, and, you know, like I say, you know.
Do you think the doctors are correct, Mike, in their diagnosis? Only one individual knows your body best, and that's you. And only you know if you're living the right way. I mean, some of us smoke cigarettes. Some of us drink alcohol. Some of us may do drugs. And only you or that individual out there I'm talking about knows their body best. And, for instance, like me, I used to work out notoriously at the gym. And I was in good health, felt good, and I stopped working out at the gym. Now, all of a sudden, my knees hurt. I've become overweight. And people say, well, that's because you're doing this. Well, I was doing all this when I was working out at the gym and I was in perfect health. I had 3% body fat, okay? I mean, people who see my picture on Facebook, I looked like a bodybuilder, you know? But now I'm a little overweight. I weigh 235 pounds and I'm about 35 pounds overweight. And I know my body, and I know what I'm doing. I stopped doing what I enjoyed doing because I listened to some people who did not know what they were talking about, basically, when it came to my body. They may know what they're talking about when it comes to their body, or they may know what they're talking about when it comes to a journal or a book. But me, my body is my body, and I know what makes me feel good. So what I'm getting at, my question, Mike, is, you know, are you doing what makes you feel good, and is it hurting you? Or are you doing something that you shouldn't be doing, and that's hurting you? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the second one. You know, I enjoy, you know, my wife grows a very large garden, and we eat a lot of vegetables and things like that. But, you know, you kill yourself with kindness, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I've known you personally, and look, you're a large man. You're 6'5". You're tall. I remember you as a muscular individual, but you were still overweight. You were large, but you were strong because you were 35, 40 years old, and you were in the prime of your life. And now that lifestyle is catching up to you because now your body's becoming older and you're not doing the physical activity you once were doing. And that's my point, you see. When I was working out at the gym, I felt great. And if I kept working out at the gym, I could have kept living the same lifestyle I was living. But I subtracted something from my life, okay, that, and now, and I didn't substitute it with something positive. And so now it's catching up with me. My, like I said, my knees hurt. I spoke with a family member in Florida. He told me exactly, he actually has the same problem. It's probably genetic in our family, who knows, where I have a cartilage problem in my knee. And you know, see, these are the things that happen. And what I'm trying to say, Mike, is how can you substitute to continue to live the lifestyle you're living and continue to be healthy? I mean, obviously, you're not a dairy farmer anymore. You're not out there working. You're not active like you once were. So now it's taking a toll on your body. So, and you don't want, and like you said, what did you say? You got to give up certain things. And it's hard. It's hard. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. It's like smoking cigarettes. It's an addiction. And it's hard, but if you want to smoke cigarettes, you've got to substitute something good to combat that because you're putting something bad into your body. So what I'm trying to say, Mike, is how are you going to overcome this problem because you've lived your whole life a certain way and now you've been in the hospital and we spoke privately and you're afraid. You're like, hey, I have to do this. Otherwise, I'm not going to live. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, what's your mindset? You know, I mean, for other people out there, this is a good lesson to learn. What's your mindset right now?
Well, it's just like you. You know, you have a family. You know, you got two wonderful boys and a you know, a really nice wife. And, you know, when that is jeopardized, when, you know, you never know if you're going to come home again, you know, and you know, it was a really big wake-up call this time.
Yeah,
know?
Okay.
And so, I mean, you know, I'm home, and I have to, you know, get a little bit of a different lifestyle now, but the cardiomyopathy and the heart disease and everything else, that's not going away. The only thing I have to do, the only thing I can do now is cope with it, live with it, and, you know, do the best I can to stay away from foods that, you know, that hurt me. That's all.
Yeah. And Mike, are you, I mean, and this goes for all your support system, your family, too. Are you receiving the support you need from your family? I mean, we know you got a wonderful wife. We know your father. You're in contact with your father. You're in contact with other members of the show tonight that are on. Are you receiving the support that you need?
Well, they don't really understand what my problem is, or they figure that, you know, I'm full of baloney or whatever. But, you know, that's because, like, you know, like you said, when I was in my 30s and 20s, I mean, you know, it was nothing to take a 100-pound bale and throw it up 20 feet, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But now, you know, like you say, just like you, you went to the gym, you worked out, you were, you know, you were healthy and everything. Now, when you have the family you have, you don't do that anymore. And, you know, and that's the consequences that we have to go through. That's like me. I'm saying it's a wake-up call. So, you know.
It's a wake-up call. Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes some of us have to make that sacrifice. But at the same time, we revert back to the family. The family should understand and support you. Like, for instance, my situation, instead of saying, hey, don't go to the gym, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of time, how do you know how I feel when I go to the gym and work out? Why, you know, I'm spending one to 2 hours there, and it's making me feel good, I'm healthy. How are you going to tell me not to do something like that? And it's like you, Mike.
You know, they don't know what your day-to-day lifestyle is. But people always got, you know, that great advice. And but yet, when it comes down to saying, hey, can you help me? They're nowhere to be found, you know? So I just wanted to put that out there. But, Mike, so anyway, what's the prognosis right now? I mean, what's going on? I mean, with the doctors, what are they saying? Are you, I mean, what's going on?
It just, like I said before, it's going to, you know, of course they want you to keep going to this with this specialist and that specialist and, you know, everything else. When my heart doctor told me, you know, that don't expect to get much better than what you are. You have to keep yourself at what is called a norm now, you know, and every specialist in the world isn't gonna bring the dead bottom piece of my heart, you know, back again. You know, my heart pumps at about 30% on the bottom, and 50 to 70 is normal for the bottom part of your heart. And, you know, it's, I don't know, Joe, it's just something you live with, you know?
Yeah. No, of course, Mike.
Well, I'm really glad you're going to talk about politics tonight, because I really think we as Americans should get this out in the open. Why is there such a double standard? You know, one person could...
Well, Mike, I'm going to talk about... Mike, I need you to stay on the line because I lost my studio and I can't see if there's any callers calling in. But that's because I'm in a new location. I don't have my regular computer here with me, but I've got you, and I am going to talk about politics, though. I've lost my studio. It's gone blank. Why? I don't know. I'm looking at a blank screen right now, so I don't know why. But then I may have 20 people want to call in or 5 people, and just be patient, guys. Maybe it'll work itself out, but this is my internet connection. This is Time Warner. This is what I'm going to have to deal with. I'm working on a laptop right now. I have no help with my studio, and I'm doing the best I can. But I've got you, Mike, and we're talking about politics. And last night we had the third debate with Donald Trump. And, Mike, while I got you on, did you watch the debate, Mike?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and what's your opinion on the debate?
My opinion is... because of everything that's coming out against Hillary, I mean, I don't. If all this stuff came out about against Trump, I'd say the same thing. That person should not be running for president. You know, you know, they say one bad thing about Trump. You know, he's a womanizer or whatever. You know, and in their minds that backfires him. But look at her. She's lied to Congress. She's lied to the FBI. You know, she's lied to the American public. You know, the one we have in there right now, you can keep your doctor, you know, and, you know, you're going to be saving over $2,500 a year now with this new program. And, you know, it was all fantasy.
No, I agree. And with Trump, everyone was expecting a battle, I think. Everyone was expecting Trump and Hillary to go at it. And that didn't happen, did it?
Well, no, and I guess that's kind of good. You know, you have to be, you know, you want to be president of the United States, you've got to be somewhat gentlemanlike. And,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know. You know, it's just, I guess I'm more of a Ronald Reagan supporter than I am, you know, anything else. And, you know, anybody, just like my dad says, anybody that doesn't tell a lie, anybody that doesn't tell the truth is nothing but a liar. Well, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And I want to make an announcement right now for the people. I've lost my studio. I have a blank screen right now. What's going on? I hope I know I didn't lose any callers because I still got you on the line, Mike. Well, hang on. I may have my studio back. Yeah, it's the pop-up ads, like people are typing in the chat room, It's all these damn ads they throw at you, the spam. But I've got my studio back, and I don't have any callers that want to chip in. If you want to chip in, I might have Joe and Sebastian Florida. He can't chip in if he wanted to, but I'm going to ask him. I've got Mary in Connecticut, so we'll go ahead and put you on real quick because I'm putting Mike on the spot, and he's really done a good job here filling in for some of the callers that I've lost. It seems like every couple months we're having this problem. You know, I did get a credit for the month's bill on Blog Talk Radio. They gave me a credit for what had happened a couple months ago. Remember, we lost a couple shows and screwed everything up. But I want to make an announcement in case we get cut off. The captain and I and two other Blog Talk shows on election night are going to do a on-set show. What I mean is I'm going to be out there at a polling booth interviewing or doing exit polls, and we're going to be asking people who they voted for as they came out of the voting booth, okay? And we're going to do that live on the show, my show, the captain's show, and two other shows. We're orchestrating this as we speak, and I'm going to try to get a headset available and a microphone, or I'm just going to have my phone up to my ear. But I need a microphone so people can hear what the people are talking, you know, how they vote. And we're going to be asking people as the press who they voted for. It's going to be a live exit poll. And I'm thinking about doing it here in Summerfield, North Carolina, just right down the road from my home, where it's a large area where people go in and vote. And when they come out, we're going to do an exit poll. Who did you vote for, if you don't mind us, you know, mind us asking? And, you know, hopefully people will be honest and they'll say, hey, yeah, I voted for Trump. And we're going to keep track of this. And say I interview 40 people during the show. If 35 of them, say Trump, then obviously Trump, obviously, if you look at the analytics and the numbers, Trump would have won the geographical area of where I'm doing this exit poll. Okay. So we're really going to get into this because voter fraud is disgusting. And what's going on, what Trump brought up, it's rigged. Hey, we can all agree, it's rigged. The whole damn system is rigged. And the captain and I did this last night on the show, on his show, the captain. And what we're going to do is we're going to broadcast early that night on election night. And I want all my supporters to make sure they tune in, whether it's on my show or the captain's show. I don't know how we're going to do this exactly. We're working it out. But hopefully you guys can call in to my show, and I'll patch you through, and then we'll patch you through to the captain's show also, where we'll be on 3 to 4 different Blog Talk shows with many different listeners, and I'll be out there doing live interviews, doing an exit poll. That should be exciting. And I told the captain I'm willing to do that. I'll drive out to one of these polling places and interview people. I've got to get the microphone, the headset, so this way everyone can hear. And we'll be live on the radio that night, and we're going to find out, you know, who the people in my area voted for and see and compare it with results around the country. And because election night is the biggest thing we're going to be talking about this next month. So that's what's going on. I wanted to make that announcement. So please stay tuned. It's going to be exciting. We are going to do this one way or the other, even if I have to do it just over the phone. Okay? But everyone, as long as they call in, will be able to listen at least. Okay? I don't know if I'll be able to patch people through live. I don't know. We got to work that out. But it's going to be exciting. And hopefully a couple people I know will help me out with this, and we can really coordinate this and get something big going on for election night. So anyway, BitBanker, go ahead, BitBanker. I'm patching you through. I got my studio screen back up. Go ahead.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay this evening?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, wonderful. First, glad to see Mike's home. I've been in touch with him a little bit while he's been in the hospital, didn't know the entire process of what he was going through, but I'm glad to hear he's home. And I think a lifestyle change is definitely in order for him. I'm not going to get into any cures going back 4,000 years or anything, because most people don't listen to what I have to say about that anyway, because they believe in their doctors. And that's good. They should believe in their doctors. But it's like you said, nobody knows your body better than yourself, and you need to research your own problems, because the doctors aren't going to do it for you. I was in your chat room, and frankly, I turned the chat room off, because I'm sick of this Blog Talk crap. The pop-up ads, the voices that come across your browser when you're sitting there, you're trying to participate in a chat, and they're forcing this crap down your browser. And I'm tired of it from Blog Talk, and I'm going to stay out of their chat rooms. It started a few nights ago on the Captain's Show, and it's really annoying tonight in yours, because you're getting audio and everything through it. So for now, I'm out of the chat, and I'm not going to go back in. And if I go back in the chat and they start this same old crap again, I won't participate in their chat rooms, and you can relay that to Blog Talk. And if they lose money out of their pocket, that'll get them to fix it. The ads are nonsense. They're full-page pop-up ads that don't allow you to do anything. You go to click on login, and as soon as you go to login, the mouse moves, so you click on an ad so they get their nickel. It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. That's what it is.
And, no, I agree 100%. It slows your computer down. I lose listeners. And I go into the chat room, and they're doing pop-up ads on me, and I'm trying to log into my show. But you know what? You complain to Blog Talk, and they don't care. You want to know why? Because they got 2,000 radio show hosts around the world, and as long as they're getting their $39.95 every month or less on what you've got to say, you know? And that's why we need to do our own show. We need to put together some sort of show on the Internet and advertise it on our own YouTube, even on YouTube, where we can broadcast simultaneously on YouTube, put a video camera up. People can watch me while I'm broadcasting, like Alex Jones does and several other people do. We can get something together and really get something big going here because, listen, I do have quite a following right now. We've been on the show now for a year and a half. If I could get people who are computer smart, who are computer illiterate, who have some sort of communication know-how, you know, I'm the voice. I'm not computer illiterate. I'm not going to lie. But I'm willing to learn. But if we can get something together, we could set a camera up and do a live show, even like Glenn Beck does with his Blaze TV. You know, Sundays and Thursdays, we do a live TV show, broadcast it on the Internet. We can charge people to subscribe to the show. Hey, $3 a month. Hey, we get 6,000 people, $3 a month. That'll pay for everything. You know, we got to use our brains, and we got the brains out there. So anyway, back to you.
Streaming a live show is a possibility. Nobody's going to pay for it. I mentioned this before. If you want to charge for your show, you charge for the archive. This will give people the incentive to tune in live to the show. And you put a couple ads up there where you can monetize it. Not like Blog Talk, though, which is far out of the question. They're not going to pay attention to the show. You may get a dollar or two, but charge for the archives, because that's really what's going to cost the money, storing this stuff on Amazon month after month, where the money is going to come in anyway. So if the subscribers want the archives, let them give you 99 cents a month or something like that. I think that's more than fair.
I agree. I agree 100%. And you know what? We get these CPS cases where people are desperate and they're going to want to listen to the information. Because, look, we're not up here telling jokes and making fun of people. We're talking about serious issues. You know, we're not up here like when we had that idiot Tone on. And you see, I blocked him. He's gone. You know, he may get through in the future, but people complained. My supporters said, hey, this guy's a jerk. So what did I do? He's gone. I told him, get lost, you know. Nobody wants to listen to your crap anymore. And this, because this isn't, you know, we're talking about serious issues, you know. We were just talking to Mike out in Wisconsin. He's talking about his medical problems and his issues. We don't need a jackass like that on here, you know. And I get crank callers on while you guys are talking. I just had one, you know, on. I blocked him. Before he can even, because, you know, I have a screen room that I can use. I'll screen the call before he gets through. I don't need those idiots on here. We don't need it.
That's just what I'm trying to say. And if we can get this going where we can do a live TV broadcast or even archive the show and charge for the archive show, that would be great. Hey, a couple dollars a month, hey, better than nothing. You know, that's what I say. It'll grow in time.
All you'll be looking for is to cover some cost of storage and all that, because the show is a great show, and all these shows are wonderful shows. And you're not going to get rich no matter what you do. So don't try to rip the people off, because they're not going to pay for the shows anyway. You know, and about the elections. You know, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You know, nobody knows everything, but lots of people know a lot about a little things, and lots of people know a little about a lot of things. Thing is, you have to do your own research on everything, and that's the way it needs to be done. And you need to bring common sense into your decisions too. For instance, common sense. Who in their right goddamn mind would spend $150 million on a campaign for a $450,000 a year job? What kind of sense does that make? They're all crooks. They're nothing but crooks. They're nothing but liars. They're politicians. They should have the word clown after politician, because that's what they are. They're all clowns and they're all liars. It's been the same since day one, and it's not going to change. And she should be in jail. And it just goes to show you, she's got everybody in her pocket. He can go around and rape, murder, defame, whatever he wants to do, and get away with it. And she can lie, and people can die. And when
well,
they're
come on, come
her,
on,
go to
Donald
bed.
Trump, Donald Trump, all of a sudden, after all this time, 3 weeks before the election takes place, all of a sudden, 9 women come forward and say, he groped me, he sexually harassed me. Come on. You know, they're ridiculous.
Well, we all know that they were paid to say that, or they were put up to it, or they have agendas to say that, hoping to make monetary gain or notoriety or something like that. And, you know, it's become such nonsense that people just don't even pay attention to it. They don't even pay attention to what Hillary does, because it's just so much nonsense. It's completely unbelievable, because any normal person who even got close to what she did would have been locked up and gone a long time ago.
That's right. And folks, real quick, not to interrupt you, listen, the call-in number is 657-383-0616. If you want to be heard tonight, you know, on this show, you want to talk about the election, you want to talk about what everybody's talking about, Donald Trump and Hillary, then this is your chance. Press the number 1, call in that number, 657-383-0616, and I'll get you on. As long as you're not going to be one of those crank callers or threaten me or any nonsense like that. But go ahead, Bitbanker, go ahead.
Well, I do have some equipment. I have a live video streaming unit to stream live video. You know, the first thing you'd really have to, you know, look into is determine, you know, what your bandwidth is there, you know, because you've got to start somewhere. So that's the first place you're going to start. You know, you're going to go on a trip. You know, you make sure you have a car, enough gas, and enough money to get there. Well, that's the first thing you'd have to do. But it could all be done. And I've never gotten into actually live streaming on the Internet. But, you know, as far as I know, I've never done it. But you can actually do live streaming right on Facebook now. You could probably do it right off of your cell phone. I don't know how reliable or good it would be. But seeing how I said that, With a live video streaming unit that I have, you can have it and somehow get hooked up to Facebook. I think it's Facebook live streaming, not YouTube. I mean, it shouldn't be too much of a problem, because everybody's doing everything.
No, well,
today,
YouTube
so
does it. I've watched some of these blog talk shows where what they'll do is they'll do a live stream during their show, and YouTube actually advertises it for you. And so if we can get a YouTube channel going on, you know, like the Joseph Gibson channel or Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today channel, you know, and we broadcast Sundays, 6 p.m., Thursdays, 6 p.m., and get a camera and a microphone in front of my face, we could do something big here. I believe we can, you know.
If you get it on YouTube, and you can also get it on Roku and all the Kodi boxes for like what web TV used to be, so that people can actually sit and watch it on their TV that's in their living room, and they don't need to participate in the chat, but they could actually view it. That's a real possibility as well. And at other times, you could show some cartoons or show some old movies if you so desired.
That's right. We could do commercials at the same time. You're absolutely correct, where we don't have to have the openings that I have. We could do commercials, classic cartoons, stuff like that. You know, we could do commercials where, you know, and like you said, make people pay for the archive show. Maybe someone will click in, and they clicked in halfway through the show and say, damn, I wish I saw the beginning of the show, you know, and they pay a dollar to watch the beginning of the show, you know. I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea because we want to keep the show going.
Another idea, an offshoot of that is you could put the videos right on Amazon and let Amazon stream the videos to the people in their living rooms, if that be the case, for 99 cents. You know,
well, there you go.
And they could watch it for a whole month, any show they wanted to. So there's another possibility.
There you go. That's a great idea. Great idea. And I know a lot of my supporters are loving it. I think this is the way we need to grow for the show. We need to go to the next level. Look, we've interviewed people from all over the country on this show. Look, we're not Fox News, we're not CNN, but we sure as hell get the attention of Fox News and CNN because I've got people from all over the country participating on this program. I could have had a guest tonight if I really wanted to have a guest, but I'm more interested in family and friends during this time because I've been busy. I haven't had time to, you know, produce a show lately, and we know, look what we did 2 months in a row. We had guests, people from all over the country, the Navy dad, he's all over the news now. This guy here I interviewed who went on the hunger strike 4 months ago, he's all over the damn news. We had him on, you know, we had the former president of Canada on this show, so we could sell these shows. We can grow something here, and I'm willing to be the voice for this and put the legwork in, go out there like I just told you with the captain show. You know, I'm going to get out there at these polls, and we're going to do some exit polling that day. And that would be an awesome show to advertise. But I don't have the technology know-how. I'm not computer illiterate. You know, and I need the help of those out there who are, and that's all I'm trying to say, because we can get something big going on here. We really could. I believe it. I really believe we could. And, Mike, you still on the line there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Mike, well, what do you think of what we've been talking about thus far? Because we're going to start getting ready to wrap up the show unless I get some new callers here. I got a couple cranksters on the line. I'm not going to patch them through. But, Mike, what do you think thus far what we've been talking about here tonight?
It sounds real appealing. I was thinking about, like, something like GoToMeeting, you know, .com. That's where everybody could log in, like, with their cell phone or their computer. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know what you want to call it, FaceTime or whatever. But everybody can log in, and they can see you. And I just thought that might be something to look into.
It's interesting. But before I forget, I want to touch base with Joe and Sebastian Florida, because I don't know if he wants to patch in or not, because I see I patch him through in the beginning of the program. So I have no way of knowing because he can't press 1. So maybe he just wants to say hello. I'll give him a few seconds if he wants. I'll patch him through. Here he is. I believe I got him. Joe, Sebastian, Florida, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, Joe. I'll say good evening to everybody there. And I'm glad Michael's home. One thing I've been thinking about quite a bit lately is Michael's problem. And, you know, it's not a new problem. You see, Nostradamus, you know, the guy, you know, that made all the quatrains, he died. They called it dropsy at that time. I don't know if he had heart trouble or not, but, you know, like Michael did. But one thing, Joe up there in Meriden, no, son of a gun, you're somewhere else now. I'm looking for an herb that would be beneficial to him, that wouldn't hurt his heart, and to look at it. Well, that's about all I can say. As for me, I'm still navigating. It seemed as though that now that my back, my hip is in decent shape, my knees are starting to go bad. Joe, we talked about that the other day. And,
yes, we did.
Well, that's about the way it goes. You know, I use this stuff all quite a bit. Every morning when I get up, and it seems to deaden them for a few hours. So, getting up and walking and doing the things that you got to do. I'm all alone here, and my dog don't want to use the vacuum cleaner or nothing there. So all he wants to do is he wants to eat my breakfast with me, okay? That's about it. I make breakfast, and he'll come right over, and here it is. Right now, he's laying on the bed with me, and he's covered up with a big quilt down. You know, he got part of that over here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, he's a nice guy, okay? He sort of breaks up the monotony for me here. So that's about all that I say. Again, glad you're home, Mike.
Hey,
that's
Joe,
all I got
thanks.
To say, Joe. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it, Joe. And Joe and Sebastian
okay.
Florida, thanks. I'll mute you, but you're still on the line live. You can still listen.
Thanks.
But
thanks, Dad.
Hey, before all right. Well, Mike, go ahead. I'm going to give you a couple minutes, and then I'll give Joe and Meredith can add a couple minutes. I don't have really any other callers. We had nothing scheduled for tonight. So, Mike, I did open up with you. You hung in there through the whole show. Helped me out. Mike, take a couple minutes to wrap it up, and then I'll give BitBanker a couple minutes, then we'll wrap up the show for tonight. So go ahead, Mike.
Well, I think your idea of going to a polling place and getting, you know, on the spot, I mean, it would be good to know, because, you know, all the polls are showing that, you know, she's running him like there's no tomorrow. And, you know, like he said, show me something you've done. Show me something you've accomplished, you know. And she hasn't. And, you know, Trump could have brought up Benghazi last night, and he didn't, you know.
He did.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, and I think, you know, usually if you're in a job, you do a bad job, they fire you, you know. But I guess that's not in Obama's. He doesn't want to say terrorism, and he doesn't want to say you're fired. So I guess Trump is the one we should have in there, because he can say you're fired.
That's right. You're fired.
Yep, you're fired.
But Mike, yeah, great that you're home. Hopefully, you don't have to make another hospital trip anytime soon. And Joe and Sebastian Florida asked, you know, BitBanker there if, you know, if there's some type of herbal remedy for Mike. Maybe not right now. He can give it to us. But if there's some sort of, you know, remedy, or, you know, since he's knowledgeable on healthy medicines and healthy plants that may be able to reverse what's going on with Mike, But I'll give Bitbanker a few minutes, and maybe he could chew on that, and maybe on Sunday we will have a show. Hang on. We will have a show this Sunday, I promise. This Sunday we will have a show at 6 p.m., I promise. So go ahead, Bitbanker.
I don't need a few minutes. Come on, we've been doing this forever. The man upstairs, he doesn't put anything on this earth that we call weeds. There's no such thing as a weed. Every plant has a useful purpose. Problem is, some people don't have useful purposes. And as I said before, people are afraid to look at different things because their doctor says it may interfere with this. It may, of course it will interfere. But you know what? He's more worried about losing a dollar bill than doing you good. You know, there's selenium nigrum, which is from the nightshade family. It's called black cohosh, I think, or something like that. The nightshade family is also from tomatoes. It's a nightshade family. Now, you have to remember with herbs, they're similar to drugs. You've got to do your research. You've got to try it. There's alfalfa, which is good for dropsy. But dropsy, from what I recall, is the swelling of your legs on the bottom because your heart cannot pump the blood, and therefore your legs swell in the bottom. In Mike's case, I don't believe that's the case at all. So what I'm saying is you have to figure out what the problem is to begin with and be accurate. And I would assume that's where a doctor would come in. He could tell you exactly what the problem is. But that's what I thought dropsy was, the inability of the heart to create enough pressure to circulate the blood.
But isn't that what Mike's problem is? The inability of the heart, and he's developing fluid and swelling in the legs? Isn't that what his problem is?
Well, I don't know. He said he had 24 pounds of fluid removed. Now, he's saying fluid. He didn't say blood, because I don't think he'd have that much blood removed. So, again, I'm just listening to what's going on and putting my 2 cents in here. There's alfalfa, which is good, and there's the black nightshade, which is the selenium nigrum, which is from the nightshade family. Now, nightshade, as you know, that's a very, very poisonous plant, as is with tomatoes. You can eat the fruit, but you can't eat the leaves. And potatoes are also excuse me, from the nightshade family. So you got to be careful with all herbs. You have to do your research, and you're not going to do your research in 3 minutes on the internet. But that's what you need
well,
to
that's
do.
Well, right. That's
want,
right.
You
and Bitbanker, you've said that. People want a quick fix. They want a quick
right,
fix
need,
after years and years of
right,
damage.
Right.
You know?
Right. You didn't get sick overnight. It took you many years to decades to get that way. And if you think you're going to get better in 2 or 3 weeks, excuse me, or a few months, you're wrong. So you have to do your research on the herbs. There are no weeds. And speaking of weeds, dandelion is good. Dandelion tea for removing
excess dandelions.
yeah, dandelions. Well, there's another one. You know, we talked about the white willow tree and aspirin and everything before, and you know, if you had pain, you could go chew on white willow bark, because that's where they actually originally got the aspirin from, white willow bark. But there's all kinds of things that you could be taking, and you have to diagnose yourself and figure out what's
wrong
with you.
But the thing of it is, Joe, the things you're saying and suggesting is going to conflict with what the doctor is giving advice at. And so what does a patient do? Not just Mike, anybody out there. What does a patient do? You're telling the patient not to listen to the doctor. The doctor's telling
the patient not
to listen to you.
No, I'm not telling him not to listen to the doctor. What you need to do is discuss it with your doctor. You need to do your research and discuss it with your doctor. For instance, some people are on warfarin or Coumadin or whatever, when you could be taking the natural form of vitamin E. And, of course, he's going to say, well, I don't suggest that because it could interfere with your prescription. Of course it's going to interfere. But instead of creating other problems, excuse me, the vitamin E will be beneficial to you.
Joe, I got another caller on the line, but Joe, before I get to the caller, you know, we're talking about something so very important, people's health. you know, and see, we're talking about health, and then we're talking about politics earlier before that. So to get off the health real quick, for you to close up on the politics issue, Trump and Hillary, give your opinion on the debate last night real quick before I get to the area code 206 caller, because I've got Mike from Wisconsin online, I've got Bitbanker from Meriden, Connecticut on the line, I got Joseph from Sebastian, Florida on the line. So before I get to my new caller here, what's your opinion on the debate last night? And as always, we know votes don't count. I know you said that in the past, but go ahead. Give me your opinion on a debate last night real quick.
In three words, the debate last night, I watched it from the very beginning. I fell asleep. There you go.
All right. I'll go ahead and get the area code 206. I don't know who this is. Area code 206. Go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in today. Go ahead.
Joseph, it's Tone. I was just going to say goodbye to you guys. This is my last time on your show.
Why? Where are you going, Tone? Jail?
You know, honestly, I figured... What's that?
I said, where are you going, jail?
I wish. That would be a lot better.
Where are you going? Why? Why are you saying goodbye, Tone?
Oh, you know what? To be honest with you, I kind of feel bad for who I've messed with on your show. I kind of feel bad for Joseph in Connecticut and other people. And, you know, to be honest with you, sometimes it is funny to be arguing with people, but for the most part, I don't like hurting people's feelings too much. And, you know, I'm kind of done with it. I'm tired of it. And I just saw that your show is on right now, so I wanted to call up.
Well, no, Tone, now listen, it's not the point of that. Like all my guests and my supporters said, you're very knowledgeable. But insulting people the way you did, people don't like that. You know, we live in touchy times today, and you know what? When we're addressing important subjects, hey, you're entitled to your opinion. But to call somebody a janitor or to tell somebody put your diapers on, come on, Tone.
Hey, well,
come on, man.
That's the way I feel about our next president. I think he says stupid crap all the time.
Everyone will agree with you on that. Everyone will agree with you on that.
So why support him when he does it to other people, but when somebody does it to you, why do you guys get upset?
Well, Tone, anyway, while I got you on the line, anyway,
no,
what do you think?
Serious question.
Well,
I really
the question
know, like,
because I believe that the people on this program, when we call in and you're a multiple caller, we're family. You know, I believe we're family.
I see.
And there's nothing wrong, you know, and to have a political discussion, you know, is very important. And to have an emotional discussion, like when you first called in, we talked about the Orlando shooting, which you were very emotional about, which we all respected. But then we started reverting to name calling, and we started diverting from the actual topic, you know, and that wasn't right. Because when you're a multiple caller, Tone, we consider you family and a supporter. And look, you are knowledgeable, you are smart, and my supporters acknowledge that. They just don't want to be called names.
You know what, honestly, I'm just a little bit too strong for people sometimes. Honestly, there's very few people that can actually talk to me because, just like I said,
but
like,
you admit
usually
I'm
I can
one
only
of
talk
those,
to
though.
Men.
Because you even told
what,
me yeah? I'm very strong-skinned. You even said
yeah,
that.
That's
got
the reason why I
talk
to you. That's why I'm talking to you right now. I mean, I called Joe the janitor up in Connecticut. I know that hurt him. I saw that he changed his name, and then I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, that's kind of messed up. You know, I shouldn't push somebody to a point where they kind of feel bad about themselves. It was a little too far. I did it for a joke, but not where it gets bad.
Well, okay, okay, all right. Well,
but anyways,
there's nothing wrong with animosity.
Well,
but,
what did you think about
tell
the
me, Tone, what do you think about what's going on with the politics of this country? I mean, look, we're in trouble, man. We're looking at World War III soon. If Hillary is elected, Don't you agree?
No, I don't. Not even remotely close. I think that's a scare tactic, and I think that Trump's on his way out, and he's kicking and flandering like anybody who's about to die. And everything's going to be
true.
There's always going to be some kind of extreme circumstance that's going to be brought up if he doesn't get in. But we've survived for 204 years without him. I think
opinion,
we're fine Tom. Right now.
Let me ask your opinion. Where do you see our country 4 years from now as Hillary as president? Where do you see our country?
I see it kind of the same the way it is right now.
And what is that way, if you don't mind me asking? And I know
it
might take long for you to answer
this. Are you talking about social, economic, war?
All of it. I know it's a loaded question, but, you know.
Yeah, dude, I can't answer that. I mean, everybody's going to see it differently in 4 years. No matter what I see in 4 years, I don't necessarily think it's going to be some kind of extreme circumstance. That sounds like it's honestly a scare tactic. These are scare tactics that go on in other countries. You see during when they're electing officials. There's always something that happens when a political figure is about to sink. They scare the people with a lot of other stuff. And honestly, do you really think that this world's going to be taken over because Donald Trump didn't get in?
I agree. I think BitBanker kind of agrees with you. BitBanker, what do you think what Tone's saying right now? Because we've had this conversation. They say the end's coming, blah, 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 and everything's going to be the same tomorrow as it was yesterday. Am I right, BitBanker?
You're absolutely correct, and I think Tone is absolutely correct as well. And I think life is going to go on basically the same way it is. Of course, taxes will go up and taxes will go down and gas shortages will come about and so will everything else. But sooner or later, it'll all go back to normal again.
Sorry about that,
there
guys.
There you go.
I lost for a second.
He agreed with you, Tone.
Yeah, and I agree with him. I think this world, we need to get to a point right now. And I think, you know, Hillary's getting in. We all know that. It's inevitable at this point, okay? So now we got to focus on this point, okay? Yeah, a lot of people don't like Hillary. I agree. But that's the reason why we elect also the other politicians in order to get in to block her. So if you don't like her, let's do the American thing. Let's work together. Let's get our politicians in there, and let's kick some ass. No matter what side. I mean, we argue all the time on this show, but we're Americans. That's what we do. We fight. That's what's strong about us. We like to fight with each other, and we like to build shit, make things bigger and make things better, and we're just hard hitters. So you know what? We got to get back to the drawing board. I don't want Hillary in there 100% either. I've said that from day one. Let's work on what we have to work on together.
Well, hey, I don't think there's anyone that will disagree with you on this panel right now. That's some great, damn good advice, actually. I couldn't have said it better myself, you know?
Well, gentlemen, I got to go right now because I'm a little busy, but I hope you guys all have a good day. BitBaker, good talking with you, and Joseph, I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, man. Hey, check in again sometime in the future, please. Good night.
All right, sounds good, brother. I will one time to time.
All right, God bless. Take care.
All right, same to you, bro. Bye.
Hey, that was Tone, folks. He's called into the show. We've had some, interesting conversations with him. But tonight, he was right on. He was right on the money. We can't deny that. You know, no matter who we get in there, we're Americans.
Maybe it's his new wife talking to him.
It could be, I don't know. But, you know, hey, he had some good advice, though. He did. You know, you can't deny that. And, BitBanker, I was giving you the closing moments because we're down to our last 20 minutes, and I don't see any other new callers. And if you do, hey, press 1. I see 5 numbers on the line tonight other than my supporters who want to check in, I could tell. But, hey, if you don't want to chip in, I understand, too. Maybe... you know, you're going to say something stupid and I'll hang up on you, but that's not always true. You know, I mean, it's just not what I'm about here on this show. But that's why we want to expand. We want to go to the, you know, YouTube stations, and hopefully BitBanker can help me. Mike, you got some great advice on that, on what to do, and we need to expand the show. We've gotten to a point now with this show that we can get anybody on here. We call people, we get them on. We're known. Type understanding the times in which we live in the internet, in your browser after this show tonight. You'll see my name. So we're there. We're there. We're popular. We're number one on Blog Talk most of the times, especially when we broadcast. Go into the chat rooms. Even though we don't have thousands of people, we're number one still, okay, with the people we do have. So, listen, BitBanker, I think I lost BitBanker. He might have hung up. Maybe he's going to call back in. I don't know. But if not, then we're going to start wrapping up the show here. But like I said, it's been great, this experience. Because we call people like Joe and Sebastian, Florida, gave us a lot of supporters. He lives in Florida. So, you know, we get the Floridians, tongue-tied there. We get them on there, you know, calling in. We get listening in. I see them on the archive listening, people from Florida, Miami, Sebastian, Florida, Jacksonville. I see them calling in, Wisconsin, Waukesha, Milwaukee. I get Chicago calling in. Matter of fact, a couple of people from Chicago bought my book. So, you know, in Meriden, Connecticut, New Haven, Hartford, yeah, North Carolina, forget about it. I get people from all over the place. You know, I even got Blog Talk show hosts that from North Carolina. TRS is begging me to come on. The Black Jesus Minister, he sent me a request. He wants to get me and Dr. Ventura hooked up again. And, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for that biblical argument again. And listening to him talk about his Facebook page 13 times, I don't know. You know, you know, that was the Black Jesus Minister there. I mean, I appreciate him inviting me on, but I really don't want to hear about your Facebook page 20, 30 times. You know, I want to get to the issue. But anyway, BitBanker, one last, you hung up. I'm going to reconnect you if you had something to say.
I'm on.
Go ahead, BitBanker.
Yeah, the phone hangs up about every hour or anything. And, you know, Tone did have some good talking points there and everything, especially about getting our people in there if we don't like the way things are done. But just look what's going on with Trump and Hillary. You know, the majority of the people want Trump because he's saying what the people want to hear. But in the next sentence, we know we're getting Hillary. So if we want anybody to do anything with these corrupt politicians, because they all are corrupt, they make laws to protect themselves. Their average salary is $190,000 a year, but they have millions of dollars in the bank and houses all over the world because they make the laws to benefit them. They're all corrupt, and they really need to go and straighten their act out. And concerning the debate last night, Trump touched on it for just a second, but he sort of touched on it outside of where I thought he was going when he was talking about Haiti. The Clinton Foundation collects donations for Haiti, especially when they had the earthquake and hurricane go through, and they collect hundreds of millions of dollars. And out of those hundreds of millions of dollars, only a very, very, very small percentage goes to Haiti for help. And there is no presence of the Clinton Foundation, as far as I know it, in reports that I've seen in Haiti. And the people of Haiti, not little Haiti in Florida, as Trump was talking about, but Haiti, the Clinton Foundation is nowhere to be found, and none of their supplies or none of their help is anywhere to be found, and the money is all gone. Where? Who knows? And Trump did make some good points. Hillary's for women, but yet she's taken all kinds of cash from these countries that you know, hate gays and women. And so, you know, she talks out of the side of her mouth, and all politicians are corrupt, and we really need to do something about that as a people, if we can. And that's it for me this evening.
All right. Hey, BitBanker, great, great to close it out, and you're absolutely correct. You know, these damn politicians, they're all criminals. They're maggots. I always like to call them maggots, but you know what? A maggot serves a purpose. They don't serve a purpose. And we, the people, really need to stand up. And let me tell you something. If Hillary gets in there and they want to appoint Supreme Court justices that are going to ban our firearms and register our firearms, let me tell you something, folks. We're in the midst of a revolution right then and there, because I'm not registering nothing. And let me tell you something. If you are in an area where you're watching all your highway roads get dug up and they're putting on, down all these cables, these cable lines, you know what those are for? I'm going to tell you, Tesla's next project, Tesla. They just revealed today the self-driving car, the car that will drive on its own, okay? And it's going to be tied into facial recognition. You're not going to need a driver's license anymore. It's going to be facial recognition with your self-driving car. Think about it. Think about it, what I'm talking about. Do your own research. I don't have 2 hours to explain it to you tonight about the New World Order. But let me tell you something. If you don't cooperate with the New World Order, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. And people may say, you're crazy. You're crazy. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not crazy. You just watch and see what happens in the next 5 to 10 years. And people say, well, I won't be around that much longer. Who cares? What about your grandchildren? What about your children? Don't you care about that? All right? Let me tell you something. We are in the New World Order. The New World Order is forming. It's not a new idea. It's a big idea. It's a big idea that has taken thousands of years to formulate and come about. The New World Order came about once at the Tower of Babel, okay? When they built the Tower of Babel, and they all tried to climb up to heaven, okay? And God said, look what the hell they're doing. What's wrong with these idiots? They're not going to climb up here. And he scattered all the people abroad and made all different languages around the world. That's why none of you could speak the same language. But man surely has come about every single day since then to grow and become smarter and smarter and smarter and try to outsmart God. It's not going to happen, folks. It's not going to happen. They can spray everything they want in the atmosphere, all their barium monoxide that they spray, okay? The chemtrails, all right? Call me crazy. Go out there on a clear blue sky after a big rainstorm, and you don't see them spraying, okay? Those clouds behind the jets, all right? No, that's not smoke. No, 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 no. Those are chemtrails, all right? I remember when I was a kid. Do you remember when you were a kid and sometimes that crystal blue sky looked so beautiful? You don't see those crystal blue skies anymore, do you? You see fog. You see fog. And it's not because of man-made global warming either. All right? Oh, boy. There's a lot to cover on that subject. But anyway, listen, everyone. We did good tonight. You know, we covered a show. And the name of the show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. And we all want to understand the times in which we live in today. We do. We do. Whether it's in our personal life, like Mike, who has a medical condition and he's worried about his health. We covered that. He's a family member. He's a friend. He's a partner of the show. Joe and Sebastian, Florida. You know, he chipped in. BitBanker, he chipped in. I know I got Elizabeth Rondo on the line from Yalesville, Connecticut. Bridget Pruitt from Reidsville, North Carolina. You know, we had Tone tune in. I had about 20 others tune in. The show, we need to expand it, like we talked about. We need to expand it and go to TV, maybe, to broadcast this thing on the internet and download it, and like Joe in Mary, Connecticut said, charge people for the archives. Let's start making a little money off this show so we can put it back into the show. Okay? That's what it's all about. I mean, we got to make a profit here somewhere. I've been working my ass off here for a year and a half and reaching out to people, and we've had a lot of guests on this program. Interesting programs. And we really need to start working together here. And if you're knowledgeable with computers, you're knowledgeable in communications, then if you're a supporter of this program, we got to work together. We really do, to expand this show, because we got something great here where we talk about the truth. We talk about understanding the times in which we live in today. We really do. So anyway, I want to thank everyone tonight. God bless. Take care. Good night.
Good night.